Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today, because today's the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him, and be joyous. It's going to be a great day, and I'm feeling very, very thankful today. I'm sick, of course. Anytime, don't have nieces and don't have nephews. Don't do it. When my nephews and niece, and my brother hates me saying this. He always gets on my case about it, but I have this like chest cold that came out of nowhere, and this thing is debilitating. But we're getting through it. We are plowing through. But I just want to do a really quick teaching today. I heard this, and I wanted to pass it on. This actually wasn't of my research. It was Joe Armstrong. But anyways, if you go to Psalms chapter 68, verse 32, it says, "Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah." Sing praises to God. Sing praises to God. Be thankful. I'm thankful for God. I'm singing praises. I mean, it's an incredible time to be here. It's an incredible time to be living. Give thanks where thanks is due. God is wonderful. Sing praises unto Him, O ye people. Verse 33, "To Him that rideth upon the heavens of the heavens, which were of old, lo, He doth send out His voice, and it is a mighty, and that a mighty voice." It's a mighty voice. God's voice is powerful. God's voice is mighty. If you look at His word, if you look what He's done for you as a believer, if you look what He's done for us as a country, if you look what He's done for His believers prior to, if you look what He gave, what He sacrificed, His Son, so that you can live free of the law, free and free with liberty, the freedom to go where one wants. There is no condemnation. There is not one judgment against you with God because of His Son. All this He did, and it's His powerful voice that gives a way for you. Be thankful for what you have. Verse 33, verse 34, "Ascribe ye strength unto Him. His excellency is over Israel." This, ascribe ye strength. Give Him credit. Admit that God's powerful. Give Him credit. Our God is powerful. Look at what He's done. Look at the things He's overdone. I think during the founding of our, I've heard it like during the wars and all these things, there's all these miracles that happened to get us away from the Brits. There was like miracle after miracle after miracle. I mean, just incredible things. We don't really talk about that as a country, but God has done incredible things to His and for His believers. You are one of those people. You have been called, summoned. You are out from amongst the people. He called you to be a son of God. Therefore, stand. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. He hath made you free. It's God's word. His word is strength and powerful among any two-edged swords. It's able to divide even the asunder between both the soul and the spirit. He can divide your thoughts. That's how sharp the word is. That's what He's given you to stand on. Give praise to Him, O ye people. Be thankful. Ascribe or give Him credit unto God. His excellency is over all, and His strength is in the clouds. O God, Thou art terrible. And this isn't terribly bad. He's awesome. He is awesome. He is amazing. Give Him credit. Our God is amazing. When you start to, I mean, if you don't have a belief yet, Start to ask for something, declare it to God, and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, and watch what happens with believing. Our God is awesome. Our God is amazing. Our God's able to do anything He wants to do for us. And He does it all the time. O God, Thou art awesome and amazing out of Thy holy places. The God of Israel is He that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. He gives strength and He gives power, and that power is awesome and infinite. And He gives it to you directly through the Holy Spirit. You are a son of God out from the origins of God, which is spirit. You have all things right now. I'm going to finish up with this. If you go to Colossians, Oh boy, here we go. See if I can get to Colossians, my word. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, or enabled us, or made us effective, to share or be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life. This verse is that you are good enough. He's made you meet. He's made you enabled. He's given you the power to be a son of God. He chose you. You're good enough right now. Praise be to God for that. You have an awesome God. I mean, what he does and what he's done just recently, it's incredible what he does for you and for us. Give him praise and think on the awesome things of God. Have a beautiful day today. Sorry for being sick. Trying to get through it. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do. I'm aware of what you do, and it's infinite. And I'm very, very thankful for just what you continually provide for your believers. I pray, and I thank you for the comfort of prayer that we can go to you in any situation. I pray for getting better and healing quickly. Even though that means working out again, and I thank you for finding that guy, Father. And I just am very, very grateful for the things that you do, and I pray for a great day today. I pray for everything that's going on with our business, that you just kind of clean it up, and I thank you for your people, that you just continually guide them. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.